hearing a couple of news references, and I found the story, and I don't know. So KFC apparently is the latest that is going to associate with the Beyond Meat company and offer plant-based chicken on its menus, which will start Monday for a limited time. It's going to be a test. It's actually a test that had been done, apparently. KFC said that they did test items in Nashville, in Charlotte, and in Southern California a couple of years ago, and apparently sold out the limited supply in less than 5 hours.
Oh.
And so now they're ready to roll it out on a limited basis across the nation. And if I'm reading right there, it says on Monday. If you have any interest in trying, of course, the question is, how's it taste?
Yeah, right.
Are people going to say, well, it tastes just like chicken? would that be the proper answer?
Probably.
That's the fallback, it seems, usually.
According to the company, younger people tend to be the ones that want to eat more of the plant-based foods that are being introduced.
Mm-hmm.
KFC envisions this is a trend that's continued to grow, and so they're going to give it a try to see what happens as far as what's happening with the plant-based food. It's specific items, if I understand it correctly. I don't know if I see any pricing on here or how it's going to be done.
Look for it to be more expensive than the meat. That's usually the case.
Specialty. It says here customers can order the item as KFC's first ever plant-based combo meal or a la carte in 6 or 12-piece orders.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's just, again, it says that, but doesn't mention the pricing. So
right.
We'll find out. I wonder if you have an interest, loyal family of listeners. You want to try it and let us know what you think?
Know.
I'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it, and that's fine. Not me, though. Like the
if you're going to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you're going to have chicken.
If I'm going for a burger, I want a real burger. I know there are some burgers that are out there. Burger King, I think, most famously introduced the...
Have you ever had a plant-based or soy-based burger? Yeah, I mean, they're okay.
It's not what I thought it might be.
Yeah.
There was definitely... thought it was a hamburger.
A burger kind of taste to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But still I want
texture
to...
Texture and all, yeah.
Yeah.
It lacked some of what I thought a burger should have.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll find out. By the way, speaking of burgers... Apparently, KFC, according to analysts, could be hitting nationwide this year its McPlant burger.
Oh, now, the McPlant
there's,
burger.
There's a name for you. If it's McDonald's, it's got to be McPlant, right?
Mm.
It's being viewed as one of the most anticipated plant-based rollouts, not just because of what it might be able to do for McDonald's, but they say for any franchise to roll something out that could gain the popularity, McDonald's would be the one. Obviously, others have done it, including Burger King, but they say McDonald's would be the one that might have the one that it could advance the plant-based foods even more than are advanced right now.
Well, they're everywhere.
Yeah. I didn't know this. Starbucks apparently is offering an impossible sausage breakfast sandwich.
What makes it impossible?
Again, it must be a plant-based sausage.
Yeah, all right.
That's the name of the... Like, Burger King's got the Impossible Whopper.
Yeah.
They use that.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, I didn't know that. Not that I visit Starbucks anyway.
Yeah, frankly, I think I have never been to a Starbucks.
No?
I don't think I have.
No. I mean, I don't drink coffee, so I would never go to one
coffee,
either.
I drink coffee, but I don't spend $5 or whatever it is for coffee.
And that's for no other reason. It's just like I'd like... When I do drink coffee, I haven't had it for a long time. I switched over back to my tea habit.
Mm-hmm.
Black coffee.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Can you get black coffee at Starbucks?
Yeah, I think you can.
Can you?
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Why would I want to go there to buy black coffee?
Right.
I can't imagine.
No disrespect to Starbucks, but it's everything so specialized. Why would I go there just for
black
coffee?
No, my wife once in a while goes there. She just she says it's just stronger, and that's why she likes to go there.
Do they give her a funny look?
But she doesn't get just black coffee. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, she gets.
Okay. So that's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
No, I mean, no. There, I'm just saying she's.
So she gets one of those art style beverages, huh?
Not exactly. No. She's more. Yeah. She doesn't really do. What does he get? The mochas.
Oh, he's got some. It looks like an ice cream shake or whatever.
Yeah. She doesn't do the shake stuff. She just sticks it.
Whatever he gets, it doesn't look like coffee. I can tell.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah,
it doesn't look like coffee.
Yeah, I know. But I wouldn't know because again, I don't. I just stick to my cold drinks and that's it.
And you're fine.
And I'm fine.
Well, you can get a cold coffee. Iced coffee.
You could get a nice coffee.
But again, if I'm drinking coffee, I'd like
right.
I want it warm. That's what coffee's for. Well, again, somebody's got to check out the KFC offering of plant-based chicken.
Yeah.
If I read correctly, again, Monday it should be available for a limited time. 6 or 12 piece orders. Oh, dipping sauce is included too.
Oh, lovely.
There you go. Let us know what you think. I don't think we're going to do any KFC taste testing on the morning team.
It's
a little early for chicken.
It is. It is a little early for us.
I'm not sure KFC's got a breakfast menu either. So
I don't believe so.